Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, was thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's the 28th day and last day of February already, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 35 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's that snow, snow, and then freeze, snow, and then freeze, and then we're going to get a bunch of snow. It's just, man, Highway 58, the pass is still closed, man. It's getting some snow. It's a real winter. But I guarantee you about the middle of June, we have to go on water rationing again because we're sending all the water down to the rice paddies that replace the orchards down in California because the Chinese own it all now. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at first. Non-military federal agencies under Trump expanded already enormous arsenals. Now, why would they do that? We'll get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, non-military federal agencies, not there's such a thing, it's all Blackwater, non-military federal agencies under unelected enforcers under Trump expand already enormous arsenal. This is from Mint Press. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The massive purchase of ammo and weapons by non-military federal agencies like the Internal Revenue Service and Social Security Administration first began under the Obama administration has continued unabated under the Trump administration while receiving less media coverage. And I've talked about this before, you know, shit, it's got to be 25 years ago. Old Bill, we always talked politics, and he said, you'll see it. And he said, before it's all over with, every government agent will be armed because that's the whole idea. Why do they want to get armed against the American people that they serve? Why would they want to do that? According to a report released last December by the Government Accountability Office and recently highlighted by Forbes, the mass purchase of ammunition, weapons, and other military-grade items by ostensibly civilian government agents. What's a civilian? There ain't no such thing as a civilian government agent. Come on. Let's quit playing the games here. Agencies has continued through, every one of them has an enforcement arm, armed enforcement arm for the post office. Well, yeah, the post office too. Agencies has continued up through fiscal year 2017, the latest year for which data is available. The report also found that many agencies had misreported the amount and size of their ammo and weapons purchases to the GAO by a significant degree. In one case, the GAO found that Immigration and Customs Enforcement had actually spent 8 times more on weapons and ammo than it had disclosed to their offices. And what are all these weapons for? Well, they're for those green card Blackwater ops that are going to be the frontline cannon fodder. This is to arm the army that they've brought in to kill the American people and take everything we have. The budgets that have been proposed by fiscal year 2017, which ended on September 30th, 2017, had originally been drafted under the Obama administration. So just kind of passing the baton there, that communist baton, but were amended by the Trump administration and the then Republican-led Congress beginning in late January 2017 following President Donald Trump's inauguration. The Trump administration chose to leave the massive purchase of ammo and weapons by non-military agencies. There is no such thing as it's all being run under the corporate aristocracy, all the king's men, and this is Blackwater USA. I don't give a shit what agent, unelected son of a bitch it is. It's Blackwater USA, and that's what they all are. As they were, despite the controversy they had caused among many Trump supporters and other groups when such purchases were made under the Obama administration. Among the agencies that acquired ammunition, weapons, and related equipment in fiscal year 2017 were... The IRS spent $600,000 on ammunition but refused to disclose to the GAO its intended purpose and told the GAO that it could not provide data on firearms purchases. See, it's all these being put together. They're building an army. And it will, and like I said, the front line will be the green card army that can't speak your language. The IRS has stated in the past that such purchases are used in investigating potential criminal violations of the Internal Revenue Code. That's why you need a fucking army, SWAT team, full gear. I mean, we're talking full battle gear here. I bet it ends up on the back of a fucking Honduran or a Guatemalan. What do you think? Its current inventory is estimated to include 4,461 firearms, including submachine guns and over 5 million rounds of ammunition. That's the Internal Revenue Service. The Veterans Health Administration of the Department of Veterans Affairs purchased around 600 firearms and nearly 20,000 rounds of ammunition, along with riot gear and camouflage uniforms. Well, of course, you need that for the hospitals and take care of the vets. The VHA. Hey. Yes, go ahead.
I went down to Vegas in October. Uh-huh. VA office down there, they have their own police. They have their own police force.
See?
Down there that looked like North Las Vegas, you know, police. You pull in and roll around there, man, they get suspicious. Them son of a bitches are out there, man. They got, like you're saying right now, they got their own little private police force.
Well, what it is see, all these agencies, this is how they've done it in other communist countries. That's what old Bill was talking to me about. See, they put these agencies like, you know, like the post office, the veteran services, all these people, they're your servants to help you, unelected fucking private contractors. And so once the shit hits the fan, then they'll all be armed. The ones that aren't armed will be gone because they're only here for one fucking purpose, and that's to kill us. The VHA has claimed that these purchases are for, quote, enforcing federal law at VA medical facilities and some national cemetery and benefits locations. They must be figuring on what the goddamn army can't defend the veterans. The Office of the Inspector General, OIG, of the Social Security Administration. Now, here's the Blackwater for the old folks, I guess. SSA purchased around 300 firearms and 250,000 rounds of ammunition. The SSA OIG has stated that it uses these items for investigations into wrongdoing by applicants, beneficiaries, contractors, and third parties and employees. Wow, really? That kind of fire. Do you see the police state? Do you see Blackwater USA? Do you see that standing army? that they built right in front of your face using your I mean, this is like Iraq, or it was Middle Eastern wars where we, you know, we just left a fucking a battlement over there and trained the troops. And as soon as we pulled out, they put on their black clothes, you know, and jumped on them. And they were ISIS, and then they were Daesh, and then they were, you know, Al-Qaeda. There was just different ones of them. And it just came out. Nobody knows how that happened. What's going on? Why are all these arms being put into these unelected? See, these people have figured this shit out. They have figured out that the government is a fucking against any person who would even speak of being free and not under the control of this corporate aristocracy. The National Park Service. The National Park Service. What the fuck is that? Of the U.S. Department of the Interior purchased nearly 2 million rounds, approximately 1,500 firearms, silencers, riot shields and batons, and camouflage uniforms, and pyrotechnics and specialized munitions. The stated purpose of these items is to protect the safety and health of the NPS visitors, partners, and staff, as well as our natural and cultural resources. Really? Looks like a standing army. Maybe looks like they're arming their fucking people, aren't they? And see that, see what you got? You got the higher ups and you got all the flunkies. The flunkies who aren't going to, you know, the people who aren't going to go along with this, aren't going to shoot America. Get them out of the way. We got a green card fucking holder from Honduras, and we got a Spanish interpreter, traitor within the United States that's going to lead them. Here's, you wonder who's going to, you know, the sheriffs say they ain't going to assist in, confiscating your firearms. And, I mean, who would? Who are they going to get to come after you that'll shoot Americans? Boy, they've pumped an army in here, and we've let them do it. So now we're going to have to fucking face that army and fight them and take them out. Remember, shoot for the suits. They'll be the ones standing back out of the way, but, you know, a couple 300 yards, think they're out of the way. That's what your long guns are for. Though those numbers certainly seem large, maybe even astonishingly so on their own, they are part of a year-long effort that began during the Obama administration that has seen many non-military federal agencies arm themselves to the teeth. Well, it's a communism. You got people on television telling you, this is a communist revolution. We're starting a communist revolution here. Hello, yeah, get the camera on me. I'm waving my hands. This is insurgency. We're going to overturn your government. We're going to fucking enslave you. This is world communists. Come to the America. We're going to do it. Yeah, have a nice day. Not a word to say about it. I mean, I thought that when I was young, I thought saying something like that. Well, it used to be they'd fucking arrest your ass. What, you're a fucking communist infiltrator into this country? Really? That'll put your ass up against the wall. Not today. The communists are infiltrated deep into the government because they took it away from the good old boys, from the Masonic dirty church cabal that removed your Bill of Rights and put in that 14th Amendment, made it possible for fucking the communists to invade your country, because behind it all, it is all communism. DHS buys five bullets for every American man, woman, and child. Wonder why they'd put it that away. Edit the recently released GAO reports notes from fiscal year 2010 to fiscal year 2017, non-military federal agencies spent $1.5 billion on ammunition, weapons, and military-grade tactical gear. What tactical gear? For the fucking post office, for the veterans, for the fucking Social Security, real tactical gear. This is the outfit them fucking, they've already brought them across the border. Like I said, nobody talks about the fact that all those fighting age men that are coming with those caravans going down to New Mexico across the military base, the United States military base, and right up onto the Indian reservations. They're getting their training, and they're going to get armed, and they're going to be coming for your fucking gun, so get ready for it. Get ready to blow some asses away. Remember, long shot. Get the suit. Get the dirty treasonous son of a bitch that's fucking leading them, and then go get the son of a bitches that sent them. As the recently released GAO report notes, fiscal year 2010 to fiscal year 2017, non-military federal agencies spent $1.5 billion on ammunition, weapons, and military-grade tactical gear. As an example, during that time frame, the VA bought 11 million rounds of ammunition, roughly equivalent to 2,800 rounds for each of its 3,957 officers. Officers? They're officers now? These guys got guns, they're packing guns, these goddamn civil servants? I don't think they're civil servants, people. I think they're Blackwater USA. And then now they're taking off their cloak and they're showing their fucking colors, man. Similarly, the Department of Health and Human Services, Health and Human Services, has purchased 4 million rounds over the past 8 years and acquired. And that's just all the time. This is getting ready for a communist. How are you going to arm this? You got them here. You fucking brought them. You pumped them in caravans. You got the people here. We told you they were going to arm them. Remember? This is how they're arming them. They'll get those agencies won't mean what you thought they meant. They'll be fucking, it's Blackwater USA across the board. Every fucking one of them. Rounds over the past 8 years and acquired 1 million rounds for use by its 461 special agents. Special agents, you mean Blackwater? You mean the Blackwater fucking corporate enforcers? That Blackwater standing army for the corporate aristocracy? That United States Incorporated? The HHS, at the same time, they're fucking trying to make it so you can only have 5 bullets in your fucking gun? Really? Wonder what's up with that. The HHS has called its arms purchases imperative. In addition, the SSA bought 800,000 rounds for their 270 special agents during this period, amounting to nearly 3,000 rounds per agent. Even the U.S. Postal Service acquired sufficient amounts of weapons and ammunition. Looks like all these agencies that were put in place were actually they were the seed for the standing army of Blackwater fucking corporate enforcers, huh? And like I said, they couldn't get Americans to shoot Americans, so I can tell you who's going to be up front and who's going to be the hordes coming at you and then who's going to be directing them. But here's your armament. Here's how they're across the border, 150-mile beachhead, 2,000 miles long. And they're infiltrated deep into the country, into every community. And now we're going to arm them. And then they're going to come and they're going to teach you fucking Americans a lesson, they think. These purchases in the past have been the subject of some controversy, such as the mass purchase of hollow point rounds by government agencies, including the Forest Service, National Park Service, Office of Inspector General, Bureau of Fiscal Service, the Drug Enforcement Administration, U.S. Marshals, and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Hollow point bullets are illegal under the Geneva Convention, but government agencies spent at least $426,268 in just 2 years, fiscal year 2015 and fiscal year 2016, to acquire them. Wonder who they're going to shoot with those. Ammunition purchases by the Department of Homeland Security in 2013 were also controversial and were subsequently investigated by the GAO. DHS had claimed that it was buying over 1 billion rounds of ammunition, including hollow point rounds, in order to, quote, save money. However, this has long been in doubt, given the hollow point rounds are significantly more expensive than other rounds that do not expand upon impact. They're fucking gunning up, guys. I hope you're fucking ready. I hope you got your fucking rounds for your guns. Because you're buying plenty. You're going to buy the fucking bullets and guns that these dirty little motherfuckers from other countries are going to kill you with. That's their plan. That's the fucking Jew plan over there in fucking Israel. At the time, Forbes noted that the massive ammo purchases by DHS could be used to sustain, quote, a hot war for more than 20 years, given that during the height of the Iraq war, the Army used around 6 million rounds per month. With its planned purchase of 1.6 billion rounds, DHS would have ammo left over after matching the Army's peak daily outpouring of hot lead for two solid decades. What do you think they got planned, people? What are they buying with your goddamn money? Maybe you better spend a little bit, whatever you got, and get some more fucking ammo because you're going to need it. Because, I mean, they brought the people in that will kill you. I mean, they're hacking up right now. I mean, I'm sure as soon as those this breaks loose, every MS-13 gang member that's being held will be released. And they will have a uniform put on them. And they will become the fucking Blackwater enforcers. I mean, you got to have somebody who can do the shit that was done at Abu Ghraib. And these are the people to do it. Now, let's see what we have next here. The House just passed a sweeping gun control bill. Tomorrow they vote on another. This is from the Organic Prepper, sent in by Daisy Luther for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Today, gun grabbers in the House of Representatives held their first major vote on gun control legislation in years. They voted to pass H.R. 8, the Bipartisan Background Check Act of 2019, which would require background checks for all firearm sales, including private transactions and purchases made online and at gun shows. Currently, only federally licensed firearm dealers, importers, and manufacturers are required to conduct background checks on customers, under federal law. That federal fucking, you mean corporate, the federal corporation's policy, you mean? Because it ain't fucking law. 20 states, see, here we go. And here we go with the reciprocity and what we're talking about, how they did it in goddamn over there in Australia. 20 states and D.C. have already expanded background checks to include at least some private cells. The bill was described by NPR as sweeping. The H.R. 8 also prohibits firearm transfers by a person who is not a licensed dealer. However, it does include gifts to family members and transfers for hunting, target shooting, and stuff. This is going to be Trump's excuse for signing it. Well, it's for family members and stuff. We're just trying to get them bad dudes. You know, the bad dudes we're going to put uniforms and badges on and give all them fucking guns and bullets that we just bought with your fucking money to kill you, to come and try to take your fucking guns from you? Huh? You mean those guys? Excluding gifts to family members and transfers for hunting, target shooting, and self-defense. Well, that should clear it with the NRA, right? A temporary transfer of a gun can also take place in situations where it, quote, necessary to prevent imminent death or great bodily harm. This is just another proposed gun control measure that won't do anything to stop crime. And here comes the bullshit arguments. Not that you just fucking can't do it. Not that we're watching. Now, goddamn it, we've watched them bring their army in, okay? Now we're going to watch them arm them with our fucking wealth. We're going to watch them arm them with the best our money can buy to come and fucking kill us, to take our fucking guns so they can take everything else that fucking belongs to us, okay? We can just stand there and watch it. The National Rifle Association wrote that H.R. 8 would impose so-called universal background checks, but the legislation doesn't address how criminals actually acquire their firearms. See, this is their fucking, fuck you. How about the fucking second article says you can't say one thing about my goddamn guns, let alone think you can take them, or let alone think you can put together a standing army right in front of my fucking face to come kill me?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I have gotten to the point with these I'll call them the NRA babies, these people who think they know anything about the second article. They will not get to the main point. They always try to bring up the hunting and all this for another bad guy. This dang second article is for you to kick that government's ass when they trample on you.
When they try to enslave you.
They're scared to say that. That's what it's for. Point blank range.
Absolutely.
For you to shoot those bastards when they trample on you.
That's
when they violate your rights, is for you to blow them apart.
Yipper. Yep, that's exactly
what it was
put there for. But shit like this, like I'm talking here, actually, if you go and take that argument, then you don't have to nut up and actually say this gun's for killing fucking traitors and fucking tyrants. You don't have to do that. You can pretend, and worst case scenario, you can go bury it or something and hide. You can go hide somewhere while they trample and fucking kill your fucking people. They had bought enough to sustain 20 years of the level of action that went on in Iraq, but that ain't going to be nothing to what's going to go on here. Iraq's just a little piss hole compared to the United States. It's good. But the bottom line is we've seen them bring the people in, is what the point here is. And now we're watching them fucking arm them. And I guarantee you they're training them to come and confiscate your guns. The local sheriff, he ain't going to do it. No, no, he's not. You wouldn't even be able to speak the language, but that's cool. Because when you're fucking sitting there and they're yelling, please don't fucking kill me. You got them fucking down. You've done put a bunch of them down. You're going around and you're just fucking finishing them off. Please don't. No comprende. Boom. In addition, it creates traps for law-abiding gun owners, and it's been proven not to work. The gun rights organization explains. Oh, that's why you can't do it. Not because the second article is absolute fucking ratified law that you can't break. That it is a treason to fucking even mention fucking breaking, but it's because the criminals don't follow laws. Everybody's a fucking criminal now. How you like it now, you fucking NRA-ass suckers? Some Republicans, including Greg Stibbett, Republican Florida, argue that the universal background check bill wouldn't have prevented the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. What do I care? What the fuck does that matter? The second article says you just cannot fucking do it. That is fucking law. That is our law. That's what our people died to get. In the uprising that was hijacked by these same son of a bitches by their great, 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 great grandpas. When they hijacked the fucking uprising of the people when they thought they were going to take their fucking guns back then. When their British masters, who were actually just Jews from the fucking beginning. Florida last year, noting that the shooter passed a background check. It also wouldn't have stopped the Texas church shooting. E fucking relevant. Can you read the Bill of Rights? Can you fucking read? Because that is fucking law. That is the highest law in this goddamn land. That is the people's law. By the people's authority, the highest authority in this land. So this shows their absolute fucking, what they're doing. Hey, fuck, let's just sit there and watch them arm them. It's going to be a bloodbath, but fucking we'll win because there's just fucking there's so many of us. And we have so many guns. And it is our fucking home that we'll be fighting for. We won't be fighting for mercenary fucking motherfuckers like Blackwater USA. Every pig organization from your municipal pig to your fucking, to the Homeland Security to BATF fags. Every fucking one of them are a fucking private fucking corporation. They are fucking Blackwater. Blackwater, that's what you got to call them. A Blackwater kills some more of our people. Blackwater beats an old woman. Blackwater tases an old man because that's what it fucking is. I mean, there were a couple of articles up on the site that I could have brought up here about them fucking torturing people. Showing them torturing people. Well, they're going to get a paid vacation for that. But that's what Blackwater does. They torture people. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Put the food on the table.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Social Distortion down here with the rest of it, with the most of us, the fucking most of us, and they know it. But see, they you know, with the technology and the spying on everybody and the infiltration, and, you know, the fucking the Jew train, fucking Blackwater, you know, it was done purposely to keep us from being able to unite. But we come out as fucking individuals. We are individuals. When you go to fight and die, you're not going as an individual. You will group up because you'll have to, but then everybody will know who's who. And we will be fighting for that fucking Bill of Rights. Make no mistake about it. Boom, these sons of bitches. Where were we here? The bill passed largely along party lines. Really? 240 to 190. That looks to me like if 50 more fucking treasonous fucking Republicans had voted yes, that would have been unanimous. Largely among party lines? Really? I guess you just interpret a number just any way you fucking want to. This was just to show, that 50 people that didn't vote for that motherfucker were just to show, oh, there's some hope. There's some hope that somebody will stop it. And now, well, let's go on. 8 votes in favor came from Republicans. H.R. 8 had 232 co-sponsors, 5 Republicans, Republican Peter King of New York, of course, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Fred Upton of Michigan, Brian Mast of Florida, and Chris Smith of New Jersey. Tomorrow the House will vote on another gun control bill. Wait, what'd that son of a bitch say? Let's just check it.
And now, thanks to your activism and dedication, you have an administration fighting to protect your Second Amendment, and we will protect your Second Amendment.
Yeah, what you voted for was that Republican Party ticket. I mean, for their platform. And a part of that platform is they got to get the guns away from you. You're realizing that they've stole you into fucking poverty. And it's and pretty soon your stomach's going to start growling because they will use food for a weapon. If you haven't stocked food, you're crazy. If you haven't put the food away to fucking last fucking 6 months or so, you're crazy. And if you don't have the bullets in the guns, you're crazy. Or else you're planning on running, or else you're planning on somebody else doing your fighting for you, which, you know, like I said, when it starts, they're going to try. They're going to try to fucking terrify us. And we got to show them how Americans terrify fucking people. Blackwater, we catch one of them motherfuckers. We got to show them, torture? Shit, man, we know about torture. We got engine blood in us. We know all about fucking torture. We'll teach you about torture, sons of bitches. H.R. 1112, the Enhanced Background Checks Act of 2019, will be voted on by the House tomorrow, the 25th anniversary of the day of the Brady Act. Oh, isn't that special? Which mandated federal background checks went into effect. Go ahead. I'll mention it right here. I was going to do it after the break, but... The fella that called me yesterday. Somebody's got an open line. You got your phone on conference. Turn it off. Turn the phone off. That's it. Good deal. Thank you. 25th anniversary of the Brady Act, which mandated federal background checks, went into effect. H.R. 1112 has 15 co-sponsors, only one of which is a Republican. Republicans are going to save us from it. Let's join their side. Let's join our side and let's kill all of those Democrats. That's what we got to do. Not straighten our people out on what's been done to every fucking one of us. And we're not capitalists and we're not fucking communists. Capitalism, as that's been preached to you since you were a child, that capitalism, that is the goddamn corporate aristocracy. It is the United States Incorporation. It is the fucking, it's the 14th Amendment that they fucking rule you as a subject under. We're supposed to have a free enterprise system with fucking debt-free money provided by our fucking own mints here. That's gold and silver and copper, people. Don't play this fucking left-right game with these sons of bitches. I mean, it's already out in the open. I think they fucking know it. That's why they're arming every son of a bitch that they can, because they know this shit's getting ready. They're gonna try to give her a go. And when they do, I swear to you. I mean, every one of us, I mean, if they, at first they'll start hitting a place at a time. Every place they run into has got to fucking blow right up in their fucking face. It's got to kill as many of them as fucking possible. It's got to be till they just fucking do not want to go to that next fucking place. It's just, and then it'll gradually break into guerrilla warfare, where we will be up in the mountains and in the cities and in the underground fighting like in old Europe. That bill would extend the amount of time firearms dealers must wait for a response from the background check system. This is what they did in D.C. to make sure you could never have a fucking gun check system before the sale can be proceed to 20 days. Currently, they can make the sale if they haven't received a response within 3 days. According to the NRA Incorporated, H.R. 8 is bad. Quote, it's bad, people. Boy, there's all your millions of it. It's bad. But H.R. 1112 is worse. Under that bill, hey, go ahead.
That is hell.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Since our head has been snowshoeing all over the place, fast as beat. But, no, I called this to say there's a book out there. I don't know if it was Paladine Press or I think it was put out in the 70s. And the name of the book is called Citizen Soldier. You ever hear of it?
I've heard the name of the book. I don't believe I've read it, though.
In the book, you know, the beginning, you know, blah, 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 you need to pair up with the police and bunch of, you know. But the whole second part of the book is exclusively about guerrilla warfare. And I don't know if you can find it on PDF or I don't know. Last time I checked, I got one here somewhere, and I've read it, and I don't know if you can get a PDF. I haven't had internet for about 4 months, which is pretty cool. To practice everything I've learned.
Absolutely.
But I would suggest, you know, get that book if you can find a PDF. It's called Citizen Soldier. I can't remember who printed it. and I can't find my copy. But I know it's got packed up somewhere in the move, otherwise in the book, so I don't know where it is. But I won't keep you. I got to shovel up the snow blower.
I got some shoveling to do as soon as I get done here. You ain't the only one digging in the snow.
I think froze to the ground.
Oh, it's sickening here. Yeah.
All right,
winter.
Well, hey, what do you do?
Shovel.
I'll talk to you later.
Take care, brother. And there should also be, I mean, just video after video after video of showing, you know, how to maneuver, how to operate as a fire team, as a squad. And, I mean, these are the basics. That'll be the basics we'll be starting with until the bigger groups can – until you can find out who wants what, who's doing it for what reason. Until all the people that are fighting for the Bill of Rights, which is – outnumbers the rest by tens of thousands to one. Once we sort the fucking fly shit from the pepper, and then we can dominate. We can do what we have to do, and we will do what we have to do, because there's people, you know, that have been thinking about this for many years. How, you know, we this is our home. This is our land. We know where the ouch spots are. The legislation creates an unworkable system where gun buyers could be placed in an endless loop of background checks and would never actually receive the firearms they wished to purchase, just like in Washington, D.C. You know that citadel? You know when they brought the Admiralty onto the fucking shores of this land in direct violation of the fucking Bill of Rights? But they did it anyway. Because just like the corporate fucking coup, where they replaced the fucking republic with a fucking corporation, and now your country's being run by unelected officials that control the ultimate power through the fucking courts. Proponents say the bills would close loopholes in background check systems. There's going to be some fucking holes, bitch, motherfuckers, but they ain't going to be loopholes. Well, they'll be loopy. Some of them will. They're not going to look good. For example, the gunman who killed 9 people at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal, I can't say it, I never could say that word, church in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015 had drug charges that should have prevented him from buying his gun. But the dealer, no, just being accused of something like drug charges, in the first place, they can't tell you can't do fucking drugs. They've never had the authority to tell us we could or could not do any fucking thing. They were our servants. Your servants don't give the fucking orders. The master does. That's us. We the people. Prevented from buying his gun, but the dealer was unable to proceed with the sale because the background check system had not sent a was able to proceed with the sale because the background check system had not sent a response within 3 days, reports USA Today. I don't really give a shit. Even if this background, national background check thing and all this shit is to find out who's got what. And I mean, they've already got their fucking list and they already know some, but that, I mean, goddamn, we've had guns in this country. There's guns 100 years old that'll blow your fucking head off at 1,000 fucking yards, and there's lots of them that they don't know about. We gotta think like it's Christmas, and we're gonna have all kinds of Christmas surprises for them. Every fucking house is gonna be a new fucking surprise. Whatever that person brought to you, see, because we're individuals, and we're Americans. We're very innovative. We built the fucking 19th, 20th, and what you're calling the 21st century. We built it out of our minds. So what kind of surprise are you going to have for them? In a statement, the White House announced it opposed the bill for violating Second Amendment rights. We'll see what happens here. We'll see what happens here, people. The extensive regulation, maybe he'll make some kind of deal for the wall where I'll go ahead and sign those and give me $5 billion more to give to my Jew brothers over here for a fucking wall that's never going to fucking be there. If it is ever there, it'll be to keep you in, not to keep nobody out, because they'll let in whoever they fucking want. They're coming across. Right now, they're coming across the border. And I mean, they're fighting age men, and they're getting ready to get their fucking uniforms that were ordered through all your fucking government agencies using your money. They're getting ready to get their fucking weapons that you bought, that with the ammunition to fucking kill you with. That's what's happening right here in front of our fucking eyes. And just, well these reports, it gets mentioned once a year, all the tons of fucking ordnance that they are fucking buying for this internal standing Blackwater army that is here to fucking beat us into submission or kill us dead. The extensive regulation required by H.R. 8 is incompatible with the Second Amendment guarantee of individual right to keep arms. Like, they fucking give a shit. Obviously you can't even read the fucking document, or we wouldn't even be talking about this. And you don't decide what it is that goes along with it. Only people who can judge that Bill of Rights, judge anything within the common law, is the common law juror. And that's through a common law cause, through the common law procedural due process, period. This is a fucking alien force that is trying to fucking take us out and use, this is how they did the Indians. They got them a beachhead, and then they used the resources of this country to take the fucking Indians out, take everything they owned, ask them about it. And dividing tribe against tribe, boy, that was one of the funnest, bestest tactics that they fucking used, wasn't it? Because every fucking time they would go to take a big tribe on, well, we'll get these two guys here. They were enemies with these guys here, on the plains or in the mountains or what might have you. So, we'll go with you, white man. We'll show you the path. We'll show you how to sneak up on them and murder them in their fucking beds. That's what you got here. They want to divide us up because it worked. It worked in the past, and those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it. We can't be divided. We all have to be on the same fucking page, and that fucking page has to be the Bill of fucking Rights, because that's what we're fighting for. Without it, we're nothing. I don't give a shit if you get your corporation back. The rest of us, the majority of the fucking people in this country, the 75%, will be in the same fucking condition with just different fucking assholes oppressing you. And taking you out to the goddamn, it would be quite an accomplishment for 25% to take 75% out to the fucking ditch without even a fight and put a bullet in her head, wouldn't it? In a statement, the White House announced it's opposed the bill vote violating the Second Amendment. The two bills are expected to pass in the House, but would then need to be approved in the Senate. Bet you they get approved. Where Republicans hold a majority. Oh, God, thank God the Republicans are there. They're going to save us because they're all pro-gun, and the Democrats are anti-gun. Wait a minute. What about Paul Ryan? I mean, what about all these guys, all these fucking Republicans that have come out? Peter King. They want your guns, too. Wonder why. I wonder if they want your guns because you might use them to get rid of their fucking treasonous invading asses and put their fucking dirty asses in the ground. These are the ultimates that we want. They're going to send the fucking Pope's little brown army in new uniforms with guns and bullets we bought, completely decked out to come and fucking kill us. But the people we want are the motherfuckers that did this at the top. And we're gonna wipe your fucking armies out, you punk bitch bastards. You're gonna find out that we've been thinking about this a whole long fucking time, and we're gonna do some things that are gonna blow your fucking mind, and then we're coming for you. And if we can get to you first, we're coming for you first, you motherfuckers. You filthy fucking treasonous bastard. You goddamn corporate elite Masonic fucking dogs. In its statement, the White House suggested President Trump would veto both pieces of legislation if they passed the House and Senate. Well, maybe they'll stop it in the Senate because we've got an election coming up here, don't we? And God, it would look really bad if he signed something like this. He's already signed gun control legislation, people. Don't forget it. Don't fucking forget it. Confiscate the guns, and then we'll talk about that. What is that due process thing? I've never read nothing about that in my fucking rich man books and my corporate elite books. It says that they're all fucking subjects and shit. I can do what I want to them. Onward and upward. UN Council. Israel intentionally shot children and journalists in Gaza. No. You mean they were shooting little babies in their diaper because they like to hear a little baby scream and the mother scream? Oh, God, that's got to be quite a fucking rush to some sick son of a bitch. I've seen those fucking Israelis on the videos. And just fucking the worst fucking slime to ever slither across this goddamn planet. And they're running the fucking show, people. They're the ones putting this together with this fucking invasion into your country, and it ain't being stopped. It's being facilitated. When they're coming across a fucking huge military base, they have to cross this base to get across there in New Mexico. And then they show all these fighting age men and two little kids standing in front of them. Oh, they're just immigrants. You goddamn right they are. I wonder if they're training them right now up there on them Indian reservations where you've got privacy to do their dirty deeds. And then sending them all the uniforms and all the guns are being shipped from these different agencies. You're going to be assigned to Pedro? Yeah. You're an MS-13. I see the fucking teardrop, a tattoo over your eye. You're going to be assigned with the Social Security Administration, believe it or not, because that's actually a fucking arm of the fucking corporate aristocracy's enforcement, corporate enforcers. The Investigation Commission of the United Nations Human Rights Council that examined the most recent round of violence on the Israeli-Gaza border presented its findings on Thursday, saying it found reasonable, quote, reasonable grounds that Israel's security forces violated international law. Well, you're just picking on them. The commission determined that the majority of Gaza protesters who were killed by Israeli forces, 154 out of 183 people, had been unarmed. The panel also recommended that the United Nations members consider imposing individual sanctions, such as a travel ban or an asset freeze on those identified as responsible by the commission. The findings were rejected by several Israeli officials, including Foreign Minister Yisrael Katz, who called the report, here you go, people, hostile, mendacious, and biased. You know, that's like when we sent the fucking mandamus, point-on-point law. This is how they answer fucking the law. That's fucking when you try to apply it. That's ridiculous. The sessions opened with a series of video clips from demonstrations on the Gaza side of the border. And a description of incidents involving fatalities and injuries on the Palestinian side. The commission's chairman, Santiago Canton, said at the beginning of the session that his panel had found that the vast majority of the Palestinian protesters were unarmed. He expressed regret that the Israeli government had not cooperated in the investigation and called on Israel to carry out a substantial investigation of its own. The commission found that 35 children had been killed, some from direct weapons fire. The commission also noted one case involving a disabled person in a wheelchair and direct fire at a journalist who claimed that they were clearly identified as press. One commission member, Sarah Husson, responded that there was no justification for firing at children. Really? And the disabled, really? You're talking about Jews here, whom she claimed posed no danger. The commission also took note of injury to Israeli soldiers in the confrontations. One of them got a skinned knee. The commission also recommended that materials it collected be transferred to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. It's just like the courts here. I got something to tell you, just like the courts here. Israel's just too big to jail, too big to have genocide charges put against them. The Hague and the UN members consider imposing individual sanctions such as a travel ban or an asset freeze on those identified as responsible by the commission. How about they go to the fucking gallows like Hitler did? Or Hitler's, you know, the fucking Nazis, the so-called Nazis that killed 6 million Jews when there wasn't even 6 million Jews in fucking Europe. How about they go to the fucking gallows? Isn't that what's supposed to happen to murderers? The commission said it recommends that states that are parties to the Geneva Convention and or to the Rome Statute carry out their duty to exercise criminal jurisdiction and arrest persons alleged to have committed or who ordered to have committed the international crimes described in the present report and either to try or to extradite them. Want to bet? Want to bet none of them gets touched? Want to bet this fucking just fades out like everything else? Foreign Minister Yasser Gates rejected the report outright, charging that the Human Rights Council's theater of the absurd. See, this is how they answer fucking direct fucking goddamn evidence. Facts. Just like with the Mandam stuff. That's absurd. And that's all they got to say. It's absurd. That's it. It's done. Oh, they said it's absurd. Has once again produced a report that is hostile, mendacious, whatever in the hell that means, and biased against Israel. Well, goddamn, if you get caught murdering somebody, I guess the people that caught you would be biased when in reporting you, now wouldn't they? The report is based on distorted data. Oh, here we go. Distorted data with no attempt to check the facts. Oh, ship the facts. You got live footage of it. What do you want for fucking facts? It's just like that. Like I said, like with the man. Attempt to check. I seen live footage of him fucking gunning down kids. The whole purpose of the report is to malign the only democracy in the Middle East and to impair Israel's right to defend itself by shooting little children in their diapers against a murderous terrorist organization of little children with diapers on, said Gates, who blamed Hamas for bringing Gaza residents, including women and children, to the security fence. In response to the report, the Association for Civil Rights in Israel called for the Israeli government to establish a commission of inquiry to examine the events that took place along the fence. Hell, like I said, the goddamn footage is there. I mean, you're going to deny it's just like Kelly Thomas. No, they didn't beat that man to death. I didn't see what I just saw. It is impossible to ignore the death and injury of dozens of civilians, among them women and children, by claiming self-defense, said ACRI, which petitioned the High Court against the open fire orders of the Israeli Defense Forces. After the court refused to examine, as it should have, the Army's open fire orders and use of force on the ground, and in light of the difficult findings of the UN, the government of Israel must establish a commission of inquiry. Adala, the legal center for Arab minority rights in Israel, also lauded the UN report, calling it a harsh indictment of the Israeli government. The commission adopted the stance of Adala and other human rights organizations, which rejected the High Court's decision that allowed the continuation of fatal use of firepower against unarmed demonstrators in Gaza. How dare they, said Adala Director Hassan Jabarin. Another member of the panel, Betty Murungi, said the healthcare system in the Gaza Strip was not capable of dealing with the scope and complexity of the injuries among residents of the Strip. She also called on Israel to lift its blockade of the Hamas-controlled coastal territory and to permit medical assistance to be provided to the wounded. The panel, known as the UN Human Rights Council Independent Commission of Inquiry on the 2018 Gaza protests, was established in May of last year following an increase in the number of fatalities among Gazians in demonstrations along the Israeli border fence beginning in March of last year. 29 countries who are members of the Human Rights Council supported the investigation, including Spain and Belgium. The United States and Australia opposed launching the investigation, while Hungary, Britain, Germany, Slovakia, and Croatia abstained. Late last year, Hamas activists began to send incendiary devices attached to balloons and kites from the Gaza Strip into Israel, starting numerous fires and leading to losses of cultivated fields and natural open space. That's a death penalty for that. Some of the, especially when you're doing it on the land that has been fucking illegally seized from you. Some of the balloons and kites landed in kindergartens near Gaza Strip. Uh-oh. It landed in a kindergarten. Do you believe that, people? Do you believe that? That's like the incubators that were in fucking Kuwait, huh? In response to the balloons and kites and to criticism by Gaza border area residents, the Israeli army has begun to attack targets in the Strip. In recent weeks, in addition to the daytime protests along the border, Hamas has organized increasing levels of nighttime rioting near the border, including the throwing of explosives and use of loudspeakers frequently until midnight to frighten Israelis living near the border. You better be frightened. I'm fucking the F-16s with their goddamn cluster bombs, and I ain't stopping until this is done. Of the 183 killed by live fire, 35 were children, while 940 of the 6,106 injured were also children. The council also found that Israel directly shot a journalist who had clearly distinguished themselves, shot at journalists who had clearly distinguished themselves as such. When asked whether Israel intentionally shoots children and journalists, council member Sarah Hussan confirmed, saying the council believes Israel knew they were children and journalists and shot them nonetheless. Well, of course they did, because there's no consequences for them. Just like that, what they're doing to us here in the United States. Why shouldn't they? There's no fucking consequence. There's no justification for shooting children and disabled people that pose no risk. Well, they do it right here in the United States, too, don't they? And Hertzberg, NGO monitors, legal advisor, and UN liaison, also rejected the report, saying the UN Human Rights Council, dominated by dictators and rights abusers. You mean the United States? Oh, no, we're not a dictatorship. We're not over in other people's country killing their children right now. How many children, I wonder, have we killed, not we, has this fucking corporate aristocracy killed in Yemen this month for protecting its citizens? It is laughable. Laughable. Here, we finally got to it, people. You just lay the facts down, you have the fucking live footage of them shooting fucking children. It's laughable that the UN treats cross-border violence as the same as domestic police situation. Education Minister Naftali Bennett said in response, "It's hard to imagine the UN could sink any lower, alternating between excusing terror to ignoring terror. It is letting down democracies and backing dictators and tyrants." Oh, you fucking piece of shit, fucking kike core. The commission found reasonable grounds to believe that Israel violated those rights when its forces used lethal force against children who did not pose an imminent threat of death or serious injury to others at the time they were shot at, or they were shot, the report says. And they were sitting back in chairs just plinking fucking kids, man, for the fun of it. They love it. The commission recommended that the government investigate every protest-related killing. Emmanuel Nashan, foreign minister spokesman, wrote on Twitter that Israel utterly rejects the biased and distorted kangaroo court report. That's all they have to do. They do their fucking dirty deeds, just like here in America. They do it, and you fucking put the facts right up. You sit there and show them the fucking film of the fucking kid getting shot. Oh, no, no, they point, I'm the victim. I'm the victim. We're the victims here. You fucking travel out, there ain't no fucking people. They're just at a fence and you fucking gun them down. And, oh, I can't go on with this, people. But this is where some more of your fucking money's going. And maybe this is where some of that $3.8 billion that we're now directly taxed by the foreign state of Israel through these fucking goddamn corporate aristocracy that has taken over our fucking country that we need to remove real fucking bad. We better get to doing some of this shit, people. Right now, they're building an army inside of your fucking border. They've already got the soldiers here. They're outfitting them, and they're giving them the fucking guns and the fucking bullets to come and kill you. You're going to want your children die at your side fighting the dirty bastards because your grandfather sat on their fucking ass, your father sat on their fucking ass, and you're sitting on your fucking ass. The longer you sit on your fucking ass, the more dying you're going to get to want. So have a nice day. Anyway, we're way past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And just, I don't know what to tell you about this shit, other than something had better fucking give, and it better give quick. And that is The Word from the Trenches.